Something that flight crews have worried about since September 11th is that such attacks could happen again. So now the federal government is looking into ways for flight crews to be armed with non-lethal weapons. The Justice Department's Research Division, the National Institute of Justice, has analyzed scores of such non-lethal weapons, everything from projectile beanbags and pepper spray to stun guns. Tomorrow, the agency will submit its analysis to the Transportation Department. As NPR's Marianne Akers reports, pilots and flight attendants are anxiously awaiting the report.
United Airlines Captain Hank Krakowski has already completed his training with stun guns. Soon he'll begin teaching other pilots how to use them.
Marianne, as you can see, there's a laser sight so you can accurately point it at the person. And then when you fire the trigger, that puts the charge either by holding the gun on somebody or actually shooting the two probes into their body.
He's using a taser, which looks like a 9mm handgun, but it shoots electrically charged, tiny, sharp darts. And law enforcement officers say it can knock down and immobilize an attacker as far as 20 feet away. Another United captain, Lou Kosich, doubted this, so he volunteered to get stunned when the manufacturer was showing video demonstrations. He says the shock was instantaneous.
Literally fell, absolutely. It was really overpowering. It was absolutely stunning, and it was far from dull. It hurt. It really hurt.
And the pilots say stun guns are a lot better than the weapon they have now, which is an axe. Krakowski recounted a recent incident on board a United flight from Miami to Buenos Aires. A passenger stormed up the aisle and began kicking the cockpit door until he knocked a hole in the air vent in the weak part of the door, and then he tried to climb through it.
Because of the reinforced door, the assailant didn't get completely into the cockpit, but during that time, while he was partially in the cockpit, one of the first officers was hitting him on the head with an axe. What the taser does is it takes us away from kind of the medieval way of handling a situation like that.
And it allows the pilots to stay in their seat at the controls. And by law, pilots can no longer leave the cockpit in emergency situations, which is why flight attendants want their own type of non-lethal weapon on the other side of the door. Pat Friend is president of the Association of Flight Attendants.
Well, we think it's critical. I mean, we are effectively now the last line of defense to protect the integrity of the cockpit. So we absolutely must have some means in the cabin to defend ourselves and our passengers.
Law enforcement officers say there are dangers to using tasers, especially in close quarters like airplanes. Dennis Martin is a former president of the National Association of Chiefs of Police. He used tasers when he was on the Miami police force in the 90s. He says there are two problems. Number one, you have to make sure the stun guns are constantly charged.
And number two, you have to make sure that when you do fire the taser, that you hit the target. Once you fire them and you miss the target, then you're out of luck.
Despite those problems, he does support putting tasers in the cockpit. He says it's more than what the pilots have now, and it's safer than real guns, which he says could rip a hole in the airplane. And United seems to agree. The airline is hopeful, confident, in fact, that it will get approval from the government to use them. United has already bought 1,000 tasers, 2 for each cockpit. Marianne Akers, NPR News, Chicago.